A business group says the move away from restrictions in Victoria has been slow and tedious. Melbourne is coming out of lockdown on Friday, when Victoria is expected to meet its 70% double-dose vaccination target. The state government has also brought forward some changes to Victoria's reopening roadmap, including scrapping Melbourne's travel limit and curfew, and allowing up to 10 visitors a day in the home. The head of the Australian industry group, Tim Piper, says the path out of lockdown has been slow.
I mean, we have been waiting for so long now, and businesses are just champing at the bit to get moving. The retailers want to be able to invite people into their stores. The hairdressers want to be able to have as many people in there as working as possible. And in terms of manufacturing, we want to make sure that the isolation arrangements that there are in place at the moment, when there is a COVID case, are changed significantly because they're just too restrictive. At the moment, we find there's up to 100,000 people in Victoria who are not working, who are being forced to isolate or furlough.